stayed with your reading and your alphabet until you were in about the third grade. And then you went to branching out into a little math and the spelling of words. Mm-hmm. In other words, they start at the very end of their first year with some students that they could begin to spell those short words like cat and dog and mom and dad. I remember those very distinctly. Mm-hmm. And then on into the fifth and sixth, of course, your arithmetic was added. It was a little harder and a little harder each year. Mm-hmm. As you progressed. And of course, on up then to about the ninth grade, I believe it is, eighth to ninth, is when you had your practical arithmetic, but you started into algebra and then into geometry. Of course, I never did take any geometry. I took algebra and enjoyed it for a while. But something happened. I lost a little time out of school, and algebra is like a chain. If you don't follow through and get every step, if you once lose one link, you have to go back and start again and come back with it, unless you are an exceptionally bright student. And I wasn't quite that bright, even though I did enjoy algebra until I lost my...
Yeah, I had trouble with algebra.
I just lost out on it, and I couldn't pick it up. That's another thing that discouraged me and caused me to go to the farm, is because I had just flunked out on algebra.
You mentioned the Jordan School. What grades did you go to school there?
Well, they had them on up to the seventh and eighth grade. And just one teacher, and not a single one of the teachers in this old Jordan School or in the Myers School were teachers that went to college. They would finish high school and take state examination and pass that examination, and they were allowed to teach up through the seventh grade. And of course, after we went to Joseph, we had all the teachers that of the six had college, at least 2 years college, and the principal was a graduate from the college.
Oh, ask you something about your parents. Can you tell me some things about them, where they were born and what their occupation was, where they went to school, some things like that?
Well, my mother was born right on the line of Pike and Bullock County. And the first school that she went to was called the Tan Yard School. That's right near the Bullock and Pike line.
How long did she go to school, how many years?
I think that I remember that Mother went through maybe the sixth to seventh grade. I won't be positive. Mm-hmm. I know I had an uncle that was older than she that only went through the fourth grade. Mm-hmm. And he did a lot of reading, a lot of studying, and before he died, he was considered a very smart businessman. Mm-hmm. For the amount of education he had, he was very brilliant.